got a relationship problem, let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right, good morning, Brianna.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Will you walk us through the message that you sent us on Facebook?
Yeah, so I've been dating this guy for a year now, and he has a good friend of his that's a girl. I've met her and Steph. She's really nice to me. We got along great. But, you know, my girlfriends kind of got to my head when I was talking to them. And they made me start to think that if your boyfriend has a girlfriend that is a good friend of his that have been friends for a while, then he's always going to have feelings for her to some degree or vice versa. And I don't want to one day find out, like, oh, my gosh, I'm second place to this girl, and he's putting her first. And so now I just don't know what to think, and I figured I'd call you guys and run it by you guys first.
So wait. Okay, so, Brianna, you say girlfriend. You're referring to...
Friend as a girl, yeah.
Okay, friend okay. That's a girl, okay.
Yeah.
Because we've had those situations, too, where, you know, there's... Oh.
He has two girlfriends.
Yeah, exactly. So
but
I just
this is
make
not
sure
that case.
I just want to make sure
not
that we're clear. So,
and he hasn't done anything to make you think this. It's kind of your girlfriends that are just like, hey, don't know if this is legit, just platonic or...
Right, yeah. It's more so my friends telling me that okay. It might...
Like, how long have they been friends? Do you know?
I think since they were in grade school together. Oh. Since they were younger.
See, I tend to think that that is fine because I think that a guy that has strong friendships with females means he's a good guy. Otherwise,
right.
Girls wouldn't be
he's
friends with him.
Spreading his love around.
No, it's not like that. You make it sound
no,
bad. Because my husband, his girlfriend when they were 16 was in our wedding. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Makes me feel better.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Totally possible, especially if they have history that goes back that far.
Well, Brianna, yeah. we have some people texting in, 502-571-9970, and we are not the experts. Kelly likes to throw out her opinion because
listen,
she's got a lot of them.
I feel like that was a good opinion.
Yeah.
But we'll get some more. But, you know, I think, you know... It sounds like your girlfriends may have been burned by the, oh, she's just a friend sort of thing.
Yeah, but they might be like inflicting their own experiences onto your situation,
yeah.
Which might not necessarily be valid, especially if he's not giving you any reason to think that's the case.
But
right.
But yeah, we'll if you want to hang out for a little bit, we'll get some opinions on that and hopefully figure out for you either, you know, get you some clarity on how to move ahead with this. All right.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you, Brianna. Holly texts in and says, yeah, I was that best girlfriend. I was always around his girlfriend, and we ended up getting married. So...
Oh, okay. So that's another opinion.
Well, that's another opinion. That's why we do this. That's why we work it out, all right?
And this is, I think, somehow we end up not helping.
It's not necessarily a cut-and-dry situation where,
nope.
Where can, you know, guys and girls literally, it's the age-old question.
Yes.
Can guys and girls just be platonic friends and never have any sort of romantic feelings?
You know what we didn't ask? How hot she is.
How hot are you?
The friend.
Oh, how hot is
the friend?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is she like supermodel level?
Text from a listener. I'm going with Kelly on this one. I have two guy friends that I've known almost 50 years. No other thing other than friendship. Been married for 38. Has never been a problem. All right.
Wow. Okay.
That's putting in some time there.
Yeah. Katie says, tell your friends to shut it. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that as long as he's not giving you a reason.
Yeah. You know, Megan says, my husband was my ex's friend. A little bit of a different situation, long story, but same concept. So,
okay.
Yeah, I do think that every one of those situations is different. So they really, it depends on a lot of different factors. But again, another situation of, I was that best friend and now he's my husband.
Okay.
Yeah. So well, there are those situations.
But Melissa, one of my husband's best friends is female. She's married. We've been married 22 years. They've been best friends since high school. If he's never given you a reason to worry, it's fine.
Now, don't ever ask your husband, have you ever thought about...
Yeah, don't plant the idea.
Her romantically.
Right.
Because that answer is probably always going to be yes. If he's truthful.
Really?
I would say.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I would say.
Okay. I will say this. One of my best guy friends, we tried dating in college for a week.
For a week?
But it was like dating my brother.
Right.
And that's how we decided that's not going to happen.
Ew.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Okay.
But yeah.
Right.
Okay, maybe.
So anyways, 502-571-9970.
This was pretty split down the middle. Like, again, I don't know if we helped.
Because again, it goes back to the, hey, can guys and girls just be friends?
But I think it really does depend on the situation. Like, every situation is different. And if he hasn't indicated at all that she might be someone that he's ever had those feelings for.
But here's the thing. We haven't heard from a lot of guys.
No, we haven't.
So Anya, see, she tweets in and says, I have friends from grade school that I don't view as anything other than friends. We grew up together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I don't think that's the case for all guys, though. I think if the opportunity were there, maybe the guy would be like, all right, well, we'll try it.
Hmm.
See, I think as long as the female's given that, like, barrier of, okay, hey, we're just friends, then there's not going to be anything to worry about. That's what I'm thinking.
So does Brianna go to the female friend and say, hey, have you guys ever talked about dating and how'd that go?
Hey,
have you shut it down?
Have you given him the barrier?
Yes.
Are you putting the wall up?
Yeah.
Saying, oh, no, no, we don't touch that way.
Do we have that conversation? Do we have like a girl's night out?
And girl's night out.
But get some margs.
Couple bottles of wine, some cocktails. Be like, so.
I don't know.
Have you and Brett ever dated?
Oh, my God.
Or wanted to?
Should go as one of the girlfriends.
And then if she's all like, no, never would have ever even thought about it.
It's fine.
Then I think it's fine. But if she's like, oh, well, you know,
we
kissed one time, yeah, and right.
All right.
Okay.
I just really want you to go along in a girl's night. I want that.
I would be so annoying. I would be so annoying.
You'd be the annoying drunk.
yeah. So anyway. Oh, man. And so, yeah, another text that says, my husband and I had a close friend who was female growing up. The day I met her, I knew she and I would be close friends. Her husband and my husband are now BFFs, and she's one of the few people I can talk crap about my husband to, because she already fully understands all the, like, nuances.
Yeah.
So there's a good situation.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So I think it's fine. Have we decided it's fine?
Well, no, we haven't decided it's fine. We've decided, remember, girls' night, margs.
Okay, that's what we decided. This girls' night, margs.
All right, so Brianna, girls' night, margs, ask her, be like,
what's the deal? Did you guys ever think about that?
And again, don't ask your boyfriend. You gotta ask
and
her.
And don't ask Ben to go.